Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers, my sisters. Today is a great day. You are listening to the one, the only KDAC 102.5 Bismarck Mandan's community radio station in studio in downtown beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. You're listening to Spark Talk. My name is Matt LeClaire. The SPRC in Spark Talk stands for the Sacred Pipe Resource Center. The Sacred Pipe Resource Center is the little nonprofit that could, can, and continues to do so every day. The Sacred Pipe Resource Center was created by local Native Americans in the community that saw a need for an organization that would provide a vehicle to natives and non-natives alike in the community to launch separate ideas and community events. This show covers the events hosted and co-sponsored by the Sacred Pipe Resource Center by the one, the only, the legend, Dr. Cheryl Carey. She's the executive director of the Sacred Pipe Resource Center. A very well-known, amazing lady. Without her, this wouldn't be possible. Also, a huge thank you to A Tribe Called Red. That's the music you heard in the intro, and it's the music you'll hear going out. The month of October was an amazing month. We had a lot of events going on. They were all amazing. A recap at the Cultural Competency Seminar at the North Dakota Heritage Center. That went really well. We also, on October 18th, we had the community engagement team meeting where Cheryl discussed and talked about a lot of different things, mainly concerning the health care center, and that's in South Bismarck by the Cashwise grocery store. It's right inside where the old Cashwise video used to be in that little strip mall down there where you got the Dollar Tree, Rent-A-Center, Little Caesars. It's way there at the end. Now, in the month of November, we're going to focus on, as the month of November gets closer, we're going to be focusing on open enrollment in the Affordable Care Act for Native Americans in the community. Basically, if you don't have any insurance at this moment, you can enroll, and we do have what they call navigators, health navigators, that'll help you find a particular plan that you can jump on to through the Affordable Care Act, and you can go to the Health Care Clinic here in town. This is mainly for the local Bismarck Mandan natives that don't have the ability and or the transportation to get to the IHS offices, whether it be in the Fort Berthold area or the Turtle Mountains or Standing Rock even. So we're going to try to bring get natives in this area to enroll in that, and we will have different enrollment services. We'll have enrollment gatherings, events with food and beverages, and it'll be a great time. Please stick and go to the website at www.sacredpipe.net for any or more information, and also keep your eyes glued to the Facebook page at Sacred Pipe Resource Center. Just go to the Facebook page and up in the search bar, type in Sacred Pipe Resource Center and like and subscribe to the page, and you will be given the opportunity to continually watch and figure out what's going on with the Sacred Pipe Resource Center. Also, we will be updating when we have these open enrollment events in the area, in town here, so go ahead and make a note of that. Today on the show, we have an amazing person, and also coming up this school year, before we talk about the guests, let's one more thing I forgot to talk about is this particular school year, we have a lot of good events going on. We have the Tuswecha Beading Academy. We have Kelsey Tortolita. She is the one that applied for the grant through the Running Strong Dream Starter program. Basically, they give out $5,000 grants every year to particular members in the country. And Kelsey saw a need in this town. Hey, you know what? We don't have anybody teaching anybody Native American beadwork. So what she does is she teaches the youth in the community how to bead and teaches them, you know, a little bit about powwow etiquette and whatnot. And that's the Tuswecha Beading Academy. For any or more information, again, go to the website, www.sacredpipe.net. Or for any or more information, also consult and look at that Facebook page. Again, search Sacred Pipe Resource Center. Or you can give Cheryl a call at 701-426-1315. And also, as always, with any nonprofit, we need volunteers. Volunteers calling all natives, non-natives in the community that you want to get involved with the youth and help the sacredness of the youth, as you know, in the native culture, the youth and the elders and the teachings of the elders being passed down to the youth is a sacred, amazing thing. And we are looking for volunteers. If you want more information on how to volunteer or any of the events that you could maybe volunteer for, again, go to the website, Facebook page, or call 701-426-1315. Coming to you from the Bismarck Studios at KDAC 102.5 FM in the beautiful downtown area. With us in studio, we have Angie Lone Bear from Lone Bear Wear. Say hello, Angie.
Hello.
I understand that you have a company, it's called Lone Bear Wear, and that's really cool because it's just your last name with the wear behind it, and it rhymes. That's awesome. How long has Lone Bear Wear been doing its thing?
We've been open about 4 years.
And what made you want to do this? Why did you start your own business?
Well, I was worked at the same job behind a desk for 12 years, and I had left that. There's a few reasons. My son has special needs, so we needed a flexible schedule for him to take him to his therapies and such. So I had reached out to my brother, who is Rusty Gillette of Wi-Fi Printing, and he kind of mentioned that, well, there's this at-home business you could start. He kind of talked to me about it. So I researched it all, and then I just said, heck, I'm going to do it. So I opened it out of my basement, and we ran it out of my basement for about 3 years.
3 years. And then I understand right now, where's your location?
We're at 100 Collins Avenue on Main Street in Mandan. We've been open there for about a year and a half.
That's that brand new building, right? The nice big shiny one that just went up, right? Yeah. And from what I understand is it's kind of hard to find your location, is it not?
It is, because our address is 100 Collins Avenue, and we're actually, our building's on Collins Avenue, but we're the third door in. Our door faces Main Street. So it's just right around the corner.
A lot of times in a lot of places, especially in town here, I get like my mom and my dad, a lot of the elders I know, they want to know, where do I get like Pendletons and stuff like that? And from what I understand, that's kind of right up your alley, is it not?
Yes, Lone Bear Wear, we are a Pendleton wholesaler. So we carry the blankets, the purses, the hats, the dishes, whatever we can keep in stock. And we have our own native line of shirts. We have a few NFL teams. We are a print shop, so we can customize anything. If you just needed, you know, we do a lot of sports things. So if you need your kid's name on the back, or you need a parent shirt or anything, you can always come in the store and we can customize those for you.
And then do you guys offer like bulk specials and stuff like that?
Yes.
Really? That's cool.
Definitely.
So anybody out there listening, you got like a native team or any team for that matter that, you know, maybe you need shirts for your teams printed. That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Yep.
And the other thing I want to ask you is, what were some of the troubles and the hardships that one goes through when first starting their own business?
I think just finding the market that fits you is, you know, I always tell anybody who asks me about running a business is, don't put all your marbles in one basket. Mm-hmm. Offer variety. You know, I'm not just going to make t-shirts. you know, we do decals, we do banners, we do all that stuff. And, you just really need to offer a lot of different things.
What's one of the, I guess, do you ever get like people in there that have like weird requests for t-shirts that you're kind of like, I don't know if I can do that one?
I have, and I do it. Okay. I mean, it's a business. So.
Gotcha. Money's money, right?
Yeah. And it's really important to keep political views out of it.
Yep.
You know, maybe I don't agree with what they're putting on there, but I mean, it's a business.
That's very true. Have you noticed anything different from like the Native American side of it, or has everything been pretty smooth for you?
Everything's been okay. The little time period of the Dakota Access Pipeline definitely had some effects, good and bad, on the company. But, you know, I mean, I just strongly believe if you're a good person and you're honest that, you know, it's all going to work out. And so far, the business has really worked itself out. We're really proud of it.
That's very true. One of the things that I noticed is that, yeah, here in the Bismarck, Mandan, North Dakota area, since that whole issue with the pipeline and whatnot, the business around here for Native businesses might not be so well, you know, like in regards to like the arts, you know, like beadwork and stuff. Mm-hmm. But throughout the rest of the country, Native American art and ideas are just booming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I go to like Macy's. I know we don't have one here in Bismarck, Bandon, or Target, and you see items with like Native American designs on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's really cool. Like that's awesome.
Yeah.
What tribe are you from?
I am from Three Affiliated.
Shout out. And then what area did you grow up in?
I grew up in Bismarck here.
Okay. Yeah, me too. But where's your family? Like, are they?
Twin Buttes. Twin My dad Buttes? Grew up in Twin Buttes.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. And then do you have any interesting stories about like when you were younger, did you ever go back to the res and like visit family and whatnot?
Oh yeah. We went back quite often. My grandma lived in Twin Buttes our whole lives. So that's kind of where we based out of when we went back. And I also worked. Mm-hmm. I worked at the casino there for 12 years.
Oh, cool.
So I lived there and for about 7, and then we lived in Minot and then came over here to Bismarck.
So did you do a lot of fishing when you were younger up there?
No.
No fishing? No fishing? Any water sports? Or?
Not really. You know, I was an athlete.
Okay.
And so our schedules were around powwows on gotcha. Weekends and athletics all the other times.
That's really cool. That's where the dedication comes from, isn't it?
Like, yeah, definitely.
Because athleticism teaches you dedication, hard work, and then, you know, perseverance. And powwows teaches you how to stay with your tradition, your culture, and then all that fuses into one awesome business lady. Is that correct?
Well, definitely. I mean, and people don't realize with powwows, it's not just always going there and having a good time. When yep. you're competing, mm-hmm. you have to be there at certain times. Yep. It means staying up. It means getting up early. It's mm-hmm. It's a lot of work sometimes.
Yeah. And sometimes powwows even throw that thing in there like, oh, we're going to have a parade and you have to be in it to earn yeah. certain points. You know what I mean? And then you got your grandma, your grandpa, uncles, dad scrambling, putting blankets on a car real quick.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then, you know, my daughter is at Haskell right now.
Oh, cool.
She was a dancer all her life. So, you know, I was dragging her around the same way I grew up. So I believe it taught her a lot of things that she carries with her.
That's very true. What do you do to kind of keep in touch with your, you know, especially in the, I guess you would say the westernized society, or I would just call it modern day society. What advice do you have out there? And maybe what do you do to keep in touch with your native side?
I just try to keep doing what I've been taught, and I try to keep learning. So, you know, I taught myself how to bead when I was a kid. And so, you know, you just try it. It's different kinds of beadwork. You master it, and then you do different artist things. And then I try to, we sell outfits in the store, we make them. So, you know, you just try to keep doing all that. And then we will pop up shop at powwows as well. And, you know, my whole idea behind the store was that I wanted to create something different, something you can't go buy at Target or, you know, Walmart or whatever. And stuff that, you know, I have two young boys that I was like, God, I just want some cool native clothes for them once in a while, at least. And, so that's what we kind of geared towards, is just making stuff that nobody has. I don't like to, when I see somebody else, oh, that's a cool idea. I have all the respect and I'm not a competitor. I love what everyone's doing. There's room for all of us.
Yep, yep.
But I just like, okay, well, I want to do this totally different. So, you know, I always have this plan of 5 years and this is what I want to come out with. So right now Lone Bear Wear is working on a purse line. So we're going to come out and we're making our own purses. We're also coming out with a horse mask collection. Cool. And we're also coming out with little wooden play horses for kids.
All right.
So they'll be painted like the warrior horses and such like that. So cool. Those are things that we're all working on. You know, it just runs down to when you own the business. It's not enough minutes in the day. And I also manage a Boys and Girls Club full time.
Holy.
So
busy lady.
I just have a passion with kids and I like mm-hmm. to coach. And so I kind of got into that. And then my son, who I said was one of the main reasons I needed a flexible schedule, he can come to the club and be around other students and it's all controlled. And, you know, I love that. I love that. And I love being around those kids. And there's a lot of native kids that happen to come there and I just see what they need and I just have to make it all work.
That's very true. There's a lot of, one of the trials and tribulations that I hear, you know, that you just said was your special needs mother. And then there are a lot of parents in this area that are special needs parents. Mm-hmm. And what advice do you have for them? You know, like if they're feeling like overwhelmed or maybe they want to start a business too, you know what I mean? Like,
I honestly feel my advice to you is to find a group. Try out different support groups, and maybe you have a bad experience at one group, but find a different one because, you know, specifically my son wasn't diagnosed. So he didn't really fit in the category of autism or this or that. So I kind of felt alone, like who else is going through this? And even if it's an online group or a blog, that's all you need. And then you need to, if you need income and things like that, I mean, you can just read any startup business on anything. And there are ways to make money if you're willing.
Yep.
It's really just in how can you accommodate it to yourself. And I mean, I'm just not a stay at home person. So when I had left my other job, I stayed at home with my sons, just wanting to be mommy and crying around about I'm going to be a mommy now. And that lasted about a month.
Yeah.
And then I started a business. So I'm just not that person who can do that. And not everybody's like that, but there's tools out there for everybody to learn. I mentor quite a few people that they just want to start a t-shirt line or they just want to start small. I mean, all the media now is free.
Mm, that's true.
So you can run everything on media. You can have a Shopify online site, which is a whole website with all your collection. Yep. And I offer, I mean, you don't have to be native in my store. It's we'll offer anything in consignment in that store. So if somebody has a small earring collection, moccasin collection, whatever they have, I'm happy to consign it. I let everybody know. It's just really just if it's about people backing up their word, and if they really want it and they're willing to work for it, they have a place to do it. And that's kind of what I am. Like, I'm the producer. I'm not trying to be the fashionista who has all the line of clothing. I want to be the producer. Yeah. So I want people to bring their designs, design a shirt, and let me produce it for you, and then you go sell it. And so there's a few different roles that my business has kind of taken different directions in.
Yep.
And now that I'm more graphically inclined, we just do a lot of different things.
That's really cool. So you basically, like you said, you never stop learning. So you're always honing your different characteristics,
yeah,
and traits.
Yeah, my mind goes in like 10 directions.
Welcome to the club. I'm the same way. So, and one thing that I, if there's anybody out there listening right now, you know, Native Americans out there got a great idea for whatever it may be, arts, crafts, you know, a car dealership, whatever it might be, if they have this thought in their head because of past events in this community, or maybe just because of whatever's holding them back, what advice do you have to a Native out there listening right now with a dream and a glint in their eye?
I think my advice is kind of the same. It's just like, you can't sit here and talk about it. Mm-hmm. You have to go out and you have to take steps. There are, you know, if it's an education, you know, you have United Tribes right there with the tuition waiver.
Yep.
There's no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Get something, you know, and if you just, you don't want to do business, or like, I always tell people, start with a trade. You know, if you're going to cook and be a cook, then go, there's culinary out there.
Yep.
I wanted to learn some graphics. I took graphics out there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually graduated from University of Mary, you know, almost like 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I don't want to say that. But, and you know, for me to go back to school and run a business, I was working full time and running a store shop by myself. There's no excuse for anybody. And I have a special needs son. So I just really encourage them. And I always encourage anyone to come into the store, to reach out to me for mentoring purposes. I'll definitely point you in a direction. I've been there. I know what, it, you know, this is what worked for me. This is what didn't work. You know, I want to help you. I want to help anybody who wants to do these types of things. If there's a way that my printing company can help you, I want to do it.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm really into the arts now, where I wasn't very artistic before, but, thanks to Butch Thunderhawk, shout out to him. He was my art teacher. So he kind of really got me into a lot of the bags and purses and different things. Mm-hmm. So I still am really close with him, and he's really an awesome art mentor and just always willing to help. And I want to be like that. And my brother is like that too. My brother's Rusty with I-5, and he's always helping me. I owe a lot to him, but he's always encouraging anybody who wants to do it. It's not about, don't do that because I don't want to compete with you.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel scared. I'm confident, and I want to help anybody who wants to start a business. Let's get it going. I can always offer my story.
That's awesome. And then another cool way to look at that is like, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to compete with you. Like you were saying, competitiveness in a way, if there's multiple businesses doing multiple things, ideas flourish.
Oh yeah.
In a way like that. You know what I mean? And then artistic ventures and just the word art scares a lot of people, especially Native. So art can be graphic design. It could be website design.
Exactly.
It can be beadwork.
I thought, I'm not an artist because I can't draw.
Yep.
And so I thought, I'll never be an artist. I can't be a graphic artist. I can't do this. I can't do that. And then, you know, and that's where Butch played a role, was this like, yeah, I hated drawing class 100%.
Yep.
I did not like, didn't enjoy it, but it did give me some basics and it made me more confident to, you know, do the designs I was wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on graphically wise, I can do so many more things than I could just taking a pencil and drawing. And it's sad, a little sad, because there's a lot of businesses that are so paranoid that you can't work with them.
Yep.
Hey, we could help each other. We could go do this, but they're not, and that's okay. Yep. Like, you know, you move on. It'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at it.
That's very true. Cause what I learned too just recently is, you know, art can be, like you said, drawing, and not, you know, I'm not a good drawer by any means. It could also be writing. It mm-hmm. could be talking, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know I could do this, you know, just being on the radio and stuff, until somebody had the faith in me to do it. You know what I mean? And what do you know? You know, mm-hmm. it's a good time. Angie, one question I like to ask a lot of my guests that are on here is, if there's anybody out there listening, whether native or non-native, and, you know, they're feeling sad or alone, or like they're the one Reebok shoe in a world full of Nikes, do you have any advice to give to them?
I honestly just tell them, don't feel sorry for yourself. That mm-hmm. will get you nowhere.
Yep.
And really just go out there, and you got to put yourself out there. And that's a hard thing for people. And you might feel embarrassed. I mean, but if I can go back to school after 20 years and do a trade,
yep.
I don't have a clue. I felt like an idiot walking in there. I felt embarrassed. I felt too old.
Yep.
But everybody was welcoming. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, was awesome. And that's what people need to do, is find the group that you need to be around. There's so many free meetings. There's so many, for whatever your problems are, there are people there. Yep. If all else fails, go to the gym, mm-hmm. join a health group, because all those people are on the same mind frame you are. We're all just trying to be healthy, trying to get through life. And you'll find people that are more like, maybe have some of the problems you have that you can talk about.
I know that my significant other is going to ask me about the purse line. Like, are you selling the purses in your store right now? Or?
Yeah, well, we sell the Pendleton line, mm-hmm. the Pendleton purses. Yes, we sell those in line. What we've started though is designing our own Pendleton line along with some Ledger Art purses and stuff like that. And those are not finalized. We're still finalizing straps on them.
Okay.
So we're hoping to have a big collection out right before Christmas.
Nice. Right. Perfect timing.
That's what we're trying. That's the goal. Yes.
All right. And then you were talking about the horses, right?
Yeah.
And then when are you thinking those will be out?
We're hoping to have it all ready right before Christmas.
Oh, nice. That's amazing. Where can people go to get more updates on these? Do you guys have a website?
Yeah, we have Lone Bear Wear. MyShopify.com.
Okay.
Place to go is Lone Bear Wear Facebook page.
Okay.
And we put all our updates on there. We have all our links to our products that we're selling online. We're right in the process of revamping our online shop. So there's a lot of new stuff that's not on there. And the best way is just message the Facebook page and ask a question. And a lot of times you can get your order. We can customize. We can do anything. We'll let you know where we're going to be setting up again. We were just at Rapid City. We're looking to be at L&I in Rapid City in November. And we're hoping to be in Denver in March. So we're just, you know, everything's up in the air. So we're just doing our best to kind of accommodate everything.
That's awesome, Angie. Again, like she said, go to her Facebook page. It's Lone Bear, L-O-N-E, right?
Yep.
And then B-E-A-R, Wear, you know, W-E-A-R. Angie, it's been an honor to have you on the show. I learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from everybody. And I think it's awesome that, you know, there's other natives in this town starting their own businesses. They're doing their own thing. And you are definitely a role model for a lot of the younger generation. I mean, and that's really cool. Especially, like you said, don't feel sorry for yourself. Persevere and just keep on kicking. And I love that, you know, don't put all your marbles in one basket. So, Angie, again, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Again, a big thank you to Angie Lone Bear from Lone Bear Wear. Again, her business is in Mandan, North Dakota. Again, please stay tuned to the Facebook page, the sacredpipe.net website, for any or more information on all these events. And we will be updating those as the events are known. And also stay tuned to this show, Spark Talk, on 102.5 FM. Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name again is Matt LeClaire. A huge thank you to the one, the only, the legend, Dr. Cheryl Carey. Another thank you to Angie Lowenbear. And a big thank you to Dakota Media Access, KDAC 102.5, without which none of this would be possible. And again, a huge shout out to my boys, the group called A Tribe Called Red. Thank you again for the intro and the outro music. Again, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, because we all know you deserve it.